produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, The Growing Truth About Cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, artists, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, stash.normal.org, and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. Visit www.redaphid.com. It's Monday, April 14th, and it's 4:20 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Well, it's Monday here on The Stash, and it's the week leading up to Sunday, April 20th, Cannabis Liberation Day, or as others call it, 4:20. Coming up after the news, we have the Reformers calendar to let you know about all the special 420 events happening this weekend. And if you have a special 420 event that you'd like to promote this week, send me an email at stash@normal.org, and I'll plug your event on this week's Stash podcasts and up on our Stash blog. One of the events happening at a Normal chapter near you is the Roll Your Own screening of Doug Benson's new comedy documentary, Super High Me. We sat down with Doug last week to learn more about the show and how you can help support the end of adult marijuana prohibition by seeing it this weekend. All this week, we're also promoting the Normal 420 Money Bomb. This is a fundraising effort by Normal to get as many people as possible to visit 420moneybomb.org on Sunday, April 20th, and join Normal and get yourself a 420 sticker for a $4.20 donation to Normal. For our musical break on this Blues Monday, Cannabis Carrie has discovered Jake Lear, a singer-songwriter from Vermont, who gives us a thoughtful tune called Trouble in My Mind, Trouble in My Soul. Then we'll finish up with comedian Rob Cantrell, who is hosting his own 420 comedy show, along with the Marijuana Logs founder Tony Kamen, in Arlington, Virginia. And remember, if you're a business or a nonprofit who'd like your message heard on the Daily Audio Stash or the Normal Weekly News, you can advertise with us. We have rates for every budget and a 10% discount for nonprofits. You can target your message to the focused audience of enlightened cannabis consumers that you're looking for. With over 28,000 daily downloads and hundreds of thousands of embedded players on websites worldwide, advertising with Normal is the most effective way of reaching your potential customers. Just send us an email at stash@normal.org and we'll have you on the air in no time. So sit back and relax with your favorite strain. It's time for your Normal Daily Audio Stash. Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines. Marijuana possession case against NBA player dismissed. Tucson, Arizona. A long-running marijuana possession case against NBA player Damon Stoudemire has been dismissed. Stoudemire's Tucson lawyer said Friday that all charges have been dismissed with prejudice and cannot be refiled. The misdemeanor possession case took more than 4.5 years to conclude, including two appeals to the Arizona Supreme Court, which ruled there no longer will be jury trials in such cases. Under a settlement agreement with the Pima County Attorney's Office, Stoudemire successfully completed a drug rehabilitation program and urine tests proving he was drug-free. Stoudemire, now with the San Antonio Spurs, was arrested in July 2003 going through security at Tucson's airport when a half ounce of foil-wrapped marijuana fell from his pants. Well, Stoudemire was with my hometown Portland Trailblazers when that whole airport marijuana incident went down. I remember not being upset that Damon was caught with weed, but that a college-educated stoner couldn't figure out that aluminum foil-wrapped marijuana plus an airport metal detector isn't such a great idea. Or you remember when Michael Vick got caught with marijuana in the airport heading home to Atlanta? He had stashed it in a water bottle, not recalling that in the ridiculous post-9/11 airport security line, you can't take water with you on the plane. It also makes you wonder, just how hard is it for these superstar millionaire sports figures to get a hold of some chronic? Is it worth all the hassle and threatening your career for less than an ounce of pot? I somewhat sympathize with Stoudemire since he was leaving for a road trip at the time, but Vic was returning home. Do multimillionaire sports stars not keep a personal stash at home? Marijuana law to be debated at Missouri State University, Springfield, Missouri. With a moniker like Heads versus Feds, it would be easy to make light of the marijuana legalization debate scheduled at Missouri State University tonight. But members of the Student Activity Council, which organized the event, hope it does more than inspire pot puns or wagging fingers. Gabriel Cassidy, an MSU sophomore who serves on the committee that organized the debate, said, quote, "Generally, when you get these things happening, you'll have a lot of people turn out in support for the legalization of marijuana. That's not the goal here," he said. "It's not to bash the federal government by any means. It's an intellectual debate," end quote. Both sides of the marijuana issue will be represented, Cassidy said. Stephen Hager, a marijuana advocate and editor of High Times magazine, will argue in favor of legalization, facing off with Bob Stutman, a former supervisor for the Drug Enforcement Administration in New York, who's been called the most famous narc in America. Cassidy said he thinks the debate about marijuana legalization has evolved over the decades. Quote, "In the 30s, 40s, and 50s, right after the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, we had this view of marijuana where it was very much demonized. It was called demon weed, reefer that makes you crazy, reefer madness," he said. "A lot of that hype is gone, and we've really, as a whole, started to look at marijuana as a medicine and in terms of its use recreationally. The more prevalent issues today are, is it a gateway drug? Does it lead to more harmful things? Does it cause apathy? More societal issues," end quote. Well, while I welcome every public debate we can have about the war on marijuana, I think it's a bit of a disservice to call it heads versus feds. The term heads is loaded with connotations of bong-ripping wastoids, whereas support for ending adult marijuana prohibition comes from people running the spectrum, from Congressman Barney Frank, entrepreneur George Zimmer, and even the late conservative stalwart William F. Buckley Jr., hardly a group of heads. Also, I don't like the idea that we're versus anyone. We're not against regulation, laws, and government. We're trying to take marijuana out of the hands of criminals and black markets and work with our feds to regulate and legalize marijuana. Now, maybe this is just nitpicky of me, but I think these frames matter. When we frame the marijuana legalization debate as us versus them, we're subtly asking mainstream America to pick a side. The cops they respect and trust versus what they would imagine to be is a bunch of long-haired, tie-dyed hippie freaks looking for permissions to get high. Well, we're going to lose that debate every time. But if the debate were entitled Marijuana, Prohibition versus Regulation, now that's a debate we'll win every time. Take the issue away from the people and personalities and make it about the policies. And one more thing, make it look professional. I was asked to speak at a local college here for one of these events, and when I arrived on campus, the signs advertising the event were handmade on large strips of butcher paper with quotes like, "Got pot" as the hook. You know, kind of like that Got Milk ad campaign. And it looked very sloppy, and they were rife with misspellings, including marijuana instead of marijuana. I mean, how do you expect to have a serious debate about marijuana when you can't even spell it?
Is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death.
Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind.
If the hideous monster Frankenstein came face to face with the monster of marijuana, he would drop dead from fright.
Reefer Madness invades Loyola Marymount University, Los Angeles, California. LMU's Division of Student Affairs recently released a newsletter, Cannabis Conundrum, showcasing an increased level of drug use on campus, raising issues of social and cultural dimensions behind the use of marijuana. The newsletter cites marijuana as one of the most used drugs on campus, analyzing its increasing consumption on campus and the reasons why a student would begin using marijuana. The Cannabis Conundrum claims the short-term side effects of marijuana include, quote, impairments in learning, memory, comprehension, concentration, intense anxiety, paranoia, and the immediate increased risk of heart attack, end quote. The newsletter further states that in the long term, marijuana usage may also cause, quote, psychosis, schizophrenia, and other mental, physical, and social problems, end quote. Well, once again, we have overzealous college administrators leaping on the reefer madness bandwagon, spouting such nonsense about marijuana leading to psychosis, schizophrenia, amotivational syndromes, and heart attacks. Geez, for a minute there I thought Loyola Marymount must be in the UK. However, it is refreshing to read that many of the students at Loyola are better informed about the facts regarding marijuana use and enforcement than are the administrators trying to protect them from the devil weed. One student remarked, quote, to say marijuana causes schizophrenia is ridiculous. It's a latent psychological disorder, and smoking more weed does not make you more likely to experience it, end quote. Another student observed, quote, it makes no sense to me that a girl coming home from a party who throws up in a bush has nothing to worry about, while a kid sitting in his dorm room with a bong and a towel under the door gets hunted down like a criminal, end quote. Regarding the so-called amotivation, another student said, quote, I believe in the power of self-determination. I feel like some people have the ability to make marijuana part of their lives, and others don't, end quote. The pamphlet tries to scare students by showing a graph of the increase in marijuana busts on campus alongside a decrease in overall GPA during the same four-year stretch. Even one of the faculty weighed in on that argument, saying, quote, I don't feel like the graph is reflective of an increasing use of pot on campus. Rather, I feel like it's reflective of enforcement being increased, end quote. The only conundrum about cannabis on campus is why we continue to steer our young people towards socializing and relaxing with alcohol and not cannabis, which is proven to be far safer. The number one thing you can do to end cannabis prohibition for responsible adults is to get involved with the activists and organizations in your local area. Get your date book ready to jot down these important events on our normal daily audio stashes, Reformers Calendar. This is your Reformers Calendar for the week of Monday, April 14th. Of course, the big event taking place this week is Sunday, April 20th, or as I like to call it, Cannabis Liberation Day. If you're not holding your own free screening of Doug Benson's movie Super High Me, learn about how you can get your DVD copy and make 420 a fun event that's also educational and helps raise funds for your local normal chapter. Now, Saturday, April 19th, in Moscow, Idaho, the Northern Idaho Hemp Fest at East City Park at 3rd and Haines Street in Moscow, Idaho. Come to the heart of Northern Idaho for hemp education and advocacy, live music, food, and all kinds of vendors. The theme for the Hemp Fest this year will be Hemp and Marijuana, the Straight Dope. Dispel the myths, fact, and fiction. Contact Arlene at tiedye@mosco.com for vending and volunteer information. And for more information, see www.barterfair.org. That's BARTERFAIRE.org. Sunday, April 20th, Nashville, Tennessee, the Nashville Marijuana Movie Festival at the Belcourt Theater, 2102 Belcourt Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee. Starts at 4:20 p.m., of course, with Reefer Madness, followed by Ron Mann's marijuana prohibition documentary, Grass, Flexure Rights' Busted video, and the new release from comedian Doug Benson, Super High Me. Admission is $20 at the door or $18 online with a discount for students, and all proceeds benefit Normal. Sunday, April 20th in Arlington, Virginia, the 420 Comedy Holidays at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House, 2903 Columbia Pike, Arlington, Virginia. Featuring Rob Cantrell from Last Comic Standing and Tony Kamen from The Marijuana Logs and more. Tickets are still available for $12 by calling 703-486-2400. 2345 through our links at stash.normal.org. And also Sunday, April 20th worldwide, screenings of Super Hi-Me are taking place at local Normal chapters from coast to coast. Visit www.superhimemovie.com/sample/screenings to find the showing near you.
Hello, I'm Casper Leach, host of Time for Hemp. Did you know that police arrested a record 829,625 people in the United States for marijuana violations in 2006? Marijuana arrests now comprise nearly 44% of all drug arrests in the United States. Of those charged with marijuana violations, approximately 89% were charged with possession only. The total number of marijuana arrests in the United States for 2006 far exceeded the total number of arrests for all violent crimes combined. Enforcing marijuana prohibition costs taxpayers between $10 and $12 billion annually and has led to the arrest of nearly 20 million Americans. We must end this war on drugs. With your help, we can. Please join LEAP, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and become part of the solution to ending this civil war. You can do so by going to leap.cc.
Well, we got a big treat here on the Daily Audio Stash today. We're speaking with comedian Doug Benson. You'll probably remember him best from his performance and writing of the Marijuana Logs, the great troupe that traveled all around the country to deliver the truth and the jokes about marijuana. And Doug's got a new movie out, and so we've got him here from Los Angeles, California to tell us all about it. Doug, welcome to the Daily Audio Stash.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, in fact, I wanted to go see the Marijuana Logs. A show came through Portland, I think it was last year, and Tommy Chong was supposed to be part of the Marijuana Logs. And we got downtown and parked in the parking structure and started to walk toward the venue. And someone coming out of the venue said, no, they canceled it. Tommy got busted or something to that effect. Apparently, his probation officer wouldn't let him do the show, right?
Yeah, basically, I mean, Tommy just got, you know, cold feet because he was still, you know, technically on probation. And when he did the show in New York, he sat in for a few days with us and, you know, it was a theater audience, so everyone was, you know, quite respectful. And but then we went out on the road and we did it one night in Seattle, and, you know, throughout the show, people kept throwing joints up on the stage. And so then the next day in the lobby of the hotel, Tommy was like, I can't go to Portland, you guys, because if that's going to happen at every show, it's just, that's part of my probation is I can't even be around illegal activity. So he kind of had to bail.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went to Portland that day and just, you know, didn't do a show. We just sort of hung out and saw Portland and then flew home the next day.
So. Well, that's the risk you take when you come out to the West Coast. We got a little bit of a different attitude out here.
Yeah, you know, it's an attitude I love. It works out great for me and the other guys in the show, but for Tommy, it was just too dangerous. So the last thing that guy wants to do is have to go back to jail.
Oh, yeah, that was so ridiculous. Now, let's get to your new movie out. This is the document. Well, see, is it a documentary? Are we going to call it a pseudo-documentary or comedy? What do we classify this video?
Well, it's technically a documentary, but it's mostly for fun. You know, it's mostly a comedy, but since they did follow me around with cameras for a couple of months, you know, I did a month of not smoking pot at all, followed by a month of smoking all day, every day.
And what's the title of the movie?
What's that?
What's the title of the movie?
Oh, it's called Super Hi-Me.
Super Hi-Me, kind of like the Morgan Spurlock Super Size Me thing?
Yeah, it's a total ripoff of his thing. It's basically taking his idea of doing something for 30 days, like doing something to excess to see what happens, and just to make it the movie, you know, fair and balanced, Fox News style, I did 30 days of not smoking as well to show what happens there. And it turns out that it's not as addictive as people think it is. Like, it wasn't, you know, that hard for me to quit. Of course, there were cameras there the whole time, so that helped a lot.
Yeah.
But I missed it, but I didn't need it, you know. And then we did 30 days of constantly smoking all day, every day, using a vaporizer, edibles, whatever I could do to just stay high all the time. And during the course of the filming, a couple of dispensaries in Los Angeles where medical marijuana is sold over the counter, got busted by the feds because, according to federal law, you know, pot is still... I guess I don't need to be telling this to anyone who would be listening to this, but the feds say it's illegal, and the state of California says it's legal. So there's that battle going on, and we actually captured on film a couple of the raids that happened to dispensaries, and it's pretty dramatic. So it's a fun and funny movie, but it's also... It does have some pretty intense scenes in there, and also, like, anyone outside of California, you know, and even people who live in California, they're just not aware of what's going on, that there's so many dispensaries here, there's so many patients, and then that there's also this war that's being waged ridiculously, where the feds just walk in and they, you know, they shut these places down temporarily. They open right back up again because, according to California state law, it's legal. So.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I spoke with comedian Terry Joyce when she was up here in Portland for a benefit. She told me a pretty harrowing story about being in one of the dispensaries as it got raided, having to be, you know, on her knees, handcuffed with a gun to her head. I mean, it's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, it's intense. I mean, we didn't, in the both of these busts, they didn't really, you know, they didn't cuff anybody that we got on camera. You know, we just filmed it from the outside, but you could just see them taking all the money, all the weed, and then. You know, these places, most of them, they open up again within a few days, you know, because, they have to build up their supply or whatever again. But it's supposed to be legal to sell this stuff to patients, and it should be. I mean, that's the other thing you kind of get from the movie, is that if anyone feels better because of smoking pot and they're not going to bother anyone, why would anyone stop them, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. And so as you went through this filming process, you went without marijuana for 30 days, then you heavily used marijuana for 30 days. What was the biggest difference you found between the 30 days of sobriety versus the 30 days of using marijuana?
Well, physically, I put on a little weight during the 30 days, of course, because of my eating habits weren't so great. So I gained about 8 pounds, and then mentally we did lots of physical and mental tests during the course of the 2 30-day periods just to try to see the difference that way. And in most cases, my scores either remained the same or they improved when I was smoking for 30 days.
It seems to be.
It's pretty interesting. You can't really call it an experiment because there's only one test subject and it's me, so it's more about like how I react to this situation. And I've been smoking pot for a long time, and I'm just used to it. I've never been a all-day, every-day kind of smoker, but I thought doing it for 30 days like that would be hard and that I'd be maybe even sick of it by the end, but on day 31 at 4:20, I lit up and had myself a nice...
That's
a nice time. So it's, I certainly didn't learn any lessons in that regard. I still maintain my the same amount of pot smoking I did before we shot the movie.
Okay, so we don't see too many or any downsides from the smoking of the pot. How about the 30 days you went sober? Did you find any downsides from that?
Well, I didn't go into like any kind of classic withdrawal or get particularly cranky, you know, like having cameras follow you around for 30 days, that alone will make you
a bit
cranky, but there's really not much, at least in my case, there's not much evidence that that it's an addiction, and that, you know, like if I were to go into some sort of rehab situation, the pot just not being available makes you not, you know, smoke pot. Like, it's not like alcohol or heroin or something where you would, you know, kill to get your hands on some, you know?
Right. It reminds me...
At least in my case, you know, obviously some people are super into weed and in a way that might be unhealthy, but I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be, you know? And even Dr. Drew from Celebrity Rehab, he's kind of like... He's sort of taking the stance now that the people that are addicted to pot are the same people that would be, it's like a segment of people that are alcoholics. Like,
right.
If you're not an alcoholic first, chances are you're not going to be addicted to marijuana, according to him.
Yeah, I always, every time I hear that story about marijuana and addiction, I'm reminded of the scene with Bob Saget in Half Baked. So if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If not,
yeah,
we're not going to say it over the air. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the video goes here, I understand also this is a part of a promotional scheme that you've been involved in with Normal and some other groups. Tell folks how they can get a copy of the video, where they can see the video. Let's get it out to the people.
We're doing this interesting distribution where, starting on April 20th, 4/20, on that day, and for a month or two after that, anyone can schedule their own screening of the movie. If you have a wall and a projector and a DVD player and 10 friends or 100 friends or 1,000 friends, you can sign up to screen the movie. We will send it to you, and all you got to do is just go through a couple fairly simple steps on the internet to make it happen. And to get started, you just have to go to superhighmemovie.com. One word, superhighmemovie.com. And then just click on roll your own screenings, and you can set up a screening, or you can click on screenings and just see where there is one in your area and just attend, RSVP and attend that one.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, so people will be able to put this on for benefits or fundraisers for their local Normal chapter or whatever other organization they might be putting on.
Yeah, basically the idea is, we want people to see it for free. So you can, if you did a benefit, you could let everybody in for free, but then have some sort of raffle or, or sell, obviously you could sell some, lots of snacks to that crowd.
You think?
And you can make some money that way.
That's a great idea. Now, aside from the screenings and going out to the website, is there any plans on distribution to, DVD stores or rentals or even having it on the big screen?
It's playing on on four screens in four lucky cities, one screen in each city, starting on Friday, April 11th. You can see it in Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, or San Francisco.
The West Coast,
and
of course.
All those theaters are listed on the website as well, which specific theaters are showing it. And then, of course, it'll ultimately be on DVD on June 17th, and people can put it in their Netflix queue now. It's already on Netflix. You can put it on your list, and then it'll pop up when the time comes.
All right. We'll have links to all of that out at our Stash blog at stash.normal.org for the superhighmemovie.com, and also we'll see if we can get a link out there to the Netflix queue for people and help them out to get that into their mailbox and into their DVD players. And Doug, just on a personal note here, as far as your comedy and comedy career, are you going to be returning with the Marijuana Logs? Are you performing anywhere locally you want to let people know?
Well, I travel around all the time doing my solo stand-up, and every once in a while we try to work in a Marijuana Logs date, either with the original cast or, one or two members from the original cast with other comedians filling in the other spots. But right now it's mostly solo stuff. On 4/20, I'm going to be doing two shows at the Improv on Melrose in Los Angeles. Those shows are at like 7 and 9 o'clock. And should be a lot of fun. And then, you can check my MySpace page, which is Doug_Benson, or, call your local comedy club to find out, when I'm going to be coming through town. Because I go, I'm in a different city almost every weekend doing my shows and spreading the word about legalizing marijuana.
Well, excellent, excellent. Glad to hear it. And we want to encourage everyone to, contact your local comedy club and support live comedy, especially people like Doug that are going to come out there and tell people the truth about marijuana. There's a lot of truth in comedy, and sometimes comedy is the way that we can get through people's thick skulls, the change that we need to see happen.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm so proud of this movie, because it's a fun movie. People will have a good time watching it, but then it'll also hopefully, teach people a thing or two, I was excited because I went on a show on Fox News called Red Eye, and it's mostly like a comedy show,
mm-hmm.
but they showed the poster from the movie like a couple of times, and it's, and it's me with a bunch of joints in my mouth, kind of like Morgan Spurlock.
Right.
Try poster for Super Size Me. And they showed it a couple of times on Fox News, so I was pretty excited about that, to for all the you know, Republicans to have to see my my silly little movie and how you know, how mainstream the whole movement for pot is becoming, you know.
Well, we can make a big stink about this. Maybe we'll get you on Bill O'Reilly's show. I understand he knows a few things about these subjects.
Yeah, he'll tell me what a horrible influence I am on the children.
Well, so is Socrates, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Doug Benson, thanks for joining us here on the Normal Daily Audio Stash. We're going to point everyone to Super High Me, the movie, and all the good work that you're doing out there. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 12 states today, and THCF has medical clinics in 6 of those states. Our physicians help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms as in multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help them obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, Colorado, Nevada, Hawaii, and California. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at www.hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Here at the Normal Daily Audio Stash, we work hard to change our nation's marijuana laws through education and discussion. But we also take the time to relax and unwind with an eclectic mix of pod-safe music from many independent artists. We look for music that speaks to the growing truth about cannabis, or music that speaks to broader themes of freedom, liberty, social justice, equality, and protest. To find out more about the artists and download the music you hear on this podcast, just log on to stash.normal.org. And if you'd like to get your music heard by the online cannabis community, just send us an email at stash@normal.org. Time for our musical break, and of course, today is Blues Monday. So today on The Stash, we get to enjoy some bluesy, folksy music from Jake Lear. The song today, Trouble in My Mind, Trouble in My Soul, is a gut-wrenching, real blues-style ballad. The disturbing effects of the failed drug war on our friends and neighbors certainly has left me with trouble in my mind. Jake Lear was born in Vermont, and that region has tattooed his soul with the country sound of a young Bob Dylan. He is a master at the guitar, and this track feels like one of the classics that inspired it. You can learn more about this talented artist at his website at jakelear.com. And for more information, you can also visit music.podshow.com. And as always, you can get a download of the MP3 of this tune from our blog at stash.normal.org. This is Jake Lear with Trouble in My Mind, Trouble in My Soul.
Trouble in my mind, got trouble in my soul. 10,000 army, and I'm out of control. Rode out of the desert with a burning head. Only worst feeling, shot full of lead. Well, kiss my baby one time before I leave. Got the wind in the trees, but the moment for me. Where the sun's shining, where the flowers on bloom, I'm heading to see the graveyard and the tomb. Got trouble in my mind, got trouble in my soul. 10,000 on me, and I'm out of control. News coming from the top, boy, I'd give them all I can. By any means necessary, gotta understand. But the trucks are over ready, everybody's moving out. The dust don't blow in, all the people are bound. I
I got trouble in my mind, got trouble in my soul. 10,000 on me, and I'm out of control. Well, a man on the mountain, he's shouting to me, this ain't your mountain, babe, please let me be. Got trouble in my mind, got trouble in my soul. 10,000 on me, and I'm out of control.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORMAL, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
We're happy to be joined here on our daily audio stash with comedian Rob Cantrell, who was a finalist on the Last Comic Standing television show in the first season and also a member of the Marijuana Logs troupe that traveled across the country with that fabulous show. So, Rob, welcome to the daily audio stash.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
good to be here.
Hey, I just mentioned that thing about being on that Last Comic Standing. How's Dat Fan doing these days?
I don't know. I'm not sure where Dat Fan is. I think he's touring the country, doing shows. I'm not sure.
I love that show. You guys had some great comedians on that show. I mean, I've met Terry Joyce. She does a lot of work with NORMAL. And of course, Ralphie May is, a lot of people will recognize his name. There was a lot of good folks on that show, and I remember your comedy too, and it was, sure was a lot of fun back then.
Good season, very good season.
Now, the reason we're calling today has to do with a celebration you're putting on for 420, and, let's tell the folks about that who might be in the area.
Sure, sure. It's, right outside, if you're in the DC area and, you love comedy and you love pot, this is the show for you. It's at the, Arlington Cinema Draft House. It's myself, a great old movie house that they redone beautifully, and now they serve great food and beer and wine, and great stage, classic venue, and we're going to have a big comedy short film festival on 420 at 7:15, 7:30 is when the doors open. But it's myself and Tony Kameen from the Marijuana Logs. And we're going to be doing a lot of pot humor and talking about legalization as well as just a lot of jokes and about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Well, all my favorite subjects, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. So this is in Arlington, Virginia at the Arlington Draft House on 420. Is there a cover charge at the door that people need to know about?
Yeah, it is a $12 cover charge.
Okay.
And so it's $12. And you can... There's links, if you Google ArlingtonCinemaDraftHouse.com, they have a website as well as Rob Cantrell website has a link to that.
And of course, Rob Cantrell website is RobCantrell.com? Okay, that's, Rob, CANTRELL.com. And we'll have links to that up on the Stash blog as well at stash.normal.org. And, what's happening with your career there, Rob?
Mostly I've moved back to, when I was first on that first season, I was, based in San Francisco, which is one of my favorite cities and, a great pot city as is. But now I am in, Brooklyn, New York, and I'm doing all the clubs here in New York City as well as, doing a lot of characters at the Upright Citizens Brigade, which is more of an improv-type place. In New York, and I'm engaged to get married, and loving comedy, and Tony Kameen lives in my neighborhood. He's also in the Marijuana Log, so we work on a lot of different projects together. And, you know, just auditioning and writing some films and stuff like that.
Well, that's excellent, and congratulations on your engagement.
Yep.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And as far as Tony Kameen, where, other than the Marijuana Logs, are there other venues or movies or anything that people would recognize Tony from?
Tony's been on the Conan O'Brien show, as well as he's been on Jimmy Kimmel. And the Marijuana, he was on Bill Maher as well with the Marijuana Logs. He was the co-founder and writer with Doug Benson and Arch Barker.
Right, and we'll be speaking with Doug
Benson. Those three guys came up with it, and then Arge has been touring Australia, so I've filled in with Arge for a bunch of shows this last year, and I also work with Doug Benson on a lot of shows as well. And I'll be at the Upright Citizens Brigade here in New York with Doug Benson on May 8th, if you want to check that out, which is the Benson Interruption. The funny thing, the cool thing is the Arlington Cinema Draft House is showing Doug's movie Super High Me at 4:20 that day. So you come and see a movie, and then you can come and you can stay for the comedy show as well.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with Doug a little bit later next week about the Super High Me documentary. This is where he kind of took a swipe at the Super Size Me documentary by Morgan Spurlock, where he ate McDonald's for 30 days. And Doug just smoked marijuana for 30 days, and they videotaped it, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
How did that videotaping differ from Doug's regular life?
There's no difference.
No difference whatsoever. I was just wondering.
I think he says it's business as usual.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess the whole thing is just a great day for stoners on Sunday, and it's a safe, you know, venue to go and hang out, and, you know, what stoner doesn't love a good movie and then some live comedy right after that.
Yeah, and when you're doing your comedy in these audiences, you know, not only just in Brooklyn and New York, but all over the country, do you find that there's different reactions to the pot humor depending on where you go?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the temperature is definitely different all over the place. I have this whole story about me being arrested here in New York. I actually just got off probation. I got arrested for a roach. I did 3 days in the Tombs here in New York.
Wow.
With me and a violinist, a professional violinist.
Okay.
We're caught smoking a roach, and so I tell this story, and people gasp and go crazy about it. But there's a lot of humor to it. And, you know, it was one of the most traumatic experiences in my life, but also gave me about 20 minutes of material. So I can't, it's not that bad.
Three days in jail versus 20 minutes of material, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Wow.
The funny thing was, I was supposed to be in the Marijuana Logs. I was I got incarcerated. And I was like, oh no, I gotta be in the Marijuana Logs in a couple days. Like, I was flying out to Chicago, like, in a day later.
Wow.
But, the whole thing was really kind of scary and whatnot, but I was just in San Francisco and I was telling that story, and you couldn't believe, you know, that that's such a pot-friendly town, and California has such a, you know, just a great view on the whole marijuana issue itself, that they just couldn't believe that somebody would go down like that.
Yeah.
And being a kid that grew up, you know, I grew up in Washington, D.C. I was born in Washington, D.C. It's just a different, you know, it's a totally different attitude. It's not like the biggest deal here on the East Coast, but it's still, you know, people still, you know, I don't know, there's still some type of weird, scared thing about it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas people get drunk and the bars stay open all night long.
Yeah, I understand that, that two different worlds. I'm originally from Boise, Idaho, and now I live in Portland, Oregon, and talk about, you know, two sides of the coin. You know, one, you know, Boise, Idaho would treat marijuana as if you were caught with, you know, an underage boy giving him heroin.
Yeah.
Here in Portland, it's kind of a surprise if you meet someone who doesn't smoke.
Doesn't smoke. Any granny usually has some on her.
That's just about right. So as you go across the country then, just if you had to pick one out of the air, what's the place you find that is the least tolerant of the pot humor when you're doing your stand-up?
Jail. I would say probably the least tolerant. You know, there's stoners everywhere, you know,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, okay.
I would say maybe Connecticut or no, there's stoners there too. Boston has a good stoner scene as well.
Oh, we're everywhere then.
I would say probably I would say the South. Which
yeah.
Is probably, you know, there's places in the South that I've been that you know, are a little bit still wary of it.
Now,
even them, you know, mostly country boys, you know, most rednecks, you know, grow this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
that's what I kind of do like it, that it is kind of a blue collar thing, you know. Anywhere you go, there's stoners everywhere. So scary about it.
Other than this recent bust you had to go through here in New York, was that your first experience with marijuana and law enforcement?
Yeah, my first experience with marijuana and law enforcement. I've never been arrested before and had to call my girlfriend to come pick me up. And, you know, she's a preppy little girl. She's got a job. She's not used to picking up her boyfriend from jail. you know, when I'm around cops, I get, you know, I'm official. I start acting like I just got out of the military. I just say no, sir, to everything. You
know, that's the right way to go.
Put that sir on it. And they're like, are you smoking pot? I'm like, no, sir, ma'am, no, ma'am, sir. You know, I start saluting. I get really official about it. But it didn't scare him off this time. But it's strange.
Well, I hope for the future that'll be the last law enforcement encounter that you ever have.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, again, we're speaking with Rob Cantrell, a comedian who's promoting the show at the Arlington Draft House. This is a 420 celebration taking place on April 20th. That's a Sunday. Would you say the doors opened at 7 and it starts at 7:30, right? All right, $12 to get in. Make sure you make it there if you're in the Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. sort of area. Rob Cantrell, thanks for joining us here on the Daily Audio Stash.
Thanks, Normal. Thanks, Ross. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.norml.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave you today with our cannabis quote from the late Michael Landon, the actor who was famous for Little House on the Prairie and Bonanza, who said, quote, "If drugs were legalized tomorrow, my kids wouldn't take drugs. People who take drugs, take drugs. So to spend billions a year trying to find out where somebody's growing a marijuana plant, I think is ridiculous," end quote. Yes, it is ridiculous. It's as ridiculous then as it is now. It's time to end adult marijuana prohibition, and with your help, we're going to make it happen. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for downloading the Daily Audio Stash as we get ready for this weekend's 420 celebrations. We'll see you tomorrow, and take care of each other, tokers.